Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Uyghurs, the Uyghur people persecuted by the People's Republic of China for decades, for centuries, but right now never more profoundly than the confirmed reports of concentration camps, beatings, forced marriages, brutality, cruelty across the imagination of villains in the 20th century here in the 21st. And yet, what is to be done? I welcome Nuri Turkel, my colleague of many years, who is now the chairman of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, also a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Nuri, a very good day to you. The reason I'm pleased to speak is an essay in the Foreign Affairs publication, very high profile in American life, by James Milward, professor of history at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, author of Eurasian Crossroads, restates the horrors visited upon the Uyghur people by the Communist Party for these last decades. However, there is a turn here that is fresh to me. Xi Jinping, the General Secretary for Life, now after he's arranged such, turned back from his catastrophic COVID zero policy, wrecking the economy, damaging the Chinese people's confidence. The question raised by the professor is, if he can turn back on zero COVID, which was damaging a billion people, can he be turned on the Uyghur people? What is your measure right now, Nuri, before we review where we are? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much again for having me on. I'm grateful for your efforts to keep the spotlight on this crisis that the world has not seen since the Third Reich. The point that Professor Milward made is a valid point, and it should be taken seriously by policymakers around the world. Professor Milward is a historian and also an authority on anything related to the Uyghurs, and also he's an expert in China in general. The point that he was making is so relevant that a fire started in a Uyghur home that resulted in death, prompted the Chinese people to take to the streets to end this draconian COVID restriction. And now when you look at the Chinese society, look at the Chinese leadership, globally, Chinese leadership, specifically General Secretary Xi Jinping, has been isolated. Their economy is not doing well. And also, our government has been imposing restrictions on their access to sensitive technology. That is also putting making it difficult, challenging for the Chinese state to compete. So the environment today that we are confronting or dealing with, specifically with China, actually provides us an opportunity. I believe this is what Professor Milward is trying to suggest or say, that we need to seize this moment that Xi Jinping is somewhat weakened leader, somewhat isolated leader. The growth is slowed, and they still have this acute sense of foreign encirclement. That's why they have been specifically attacking anything to their to them called Western ideology, religious freedom, press, speech, anything that relates to freedom. So I think this is a good time for our leaders, policymakers, to think that this is a unique opportunity for us to create a crack in the Communist Party leadership.
Updating the reporting from Xinjiang, which is not transparent. This is a dictatorship and a tyranny and a cruel, sadistic tyranny. Any change in the status of the people now being held in prisons instead of concentration camps, they just changed the name, or the forced factory workers? Has there been any diminution of the cruelty?
You know, John, this is something that keeps me awake at night. I recently listened to remarks by Secretary Blinken at the University of Chicago that goes along the lines of, we should not let Putin to normalize war crimes, invasion a democratic free country. The same logic can be applied when in our dealings with Xi Jinping and his Xi Jinping's China. The international community, in the face of the brutality, and now we're talking about the global supply chain, the consumer products, the solar panels, the e-batteries, e-vehicle batteries, everything is related to Uyghurs, the Uyghur genocide. The international community is not taking this matter seriously. Instead, they're letting Xi Jinping to normalize, just like the way that certain countries around the world letting Putin's behavior, re-invasion of a democratic country, kind of a new normal. New normal is an exception. New normalcy is an exception. That really, really worries me. As you may have noticed, the media is not covering the Uyghur genocide as the way that they did in 2020, 2021. There's a kind of a cool off, but nothing on the ground has changed. We're also hearing uptick and people being rounded up, specifically those who took to the streets in November on Thanksgiving to protest against the COVID lockdown. We do know now that some people reportedly claim to be released from the camps, the concentration camps. But we also do know that those people not actually released, they've been transferred into the labor camps, making sneakers, ketchup, soup, solar panels, PPEs, beauty products that the global consumer community is using. So, this issue is not going to go away. And ignorance by some policy experts, some people who have access to various platforms, don't even mention it. You know, I sometimes just listen to some conversations by quote-unquote China experts. They talk about China an hour and a half, does not utter a word about the ongoing genocide. So there's a dishonesty problem, a hypocrisy problem in our society. There's also fecklessness in our leadership, you know, specifically countries in Europe that have survived, lived through fascism, Nazi Germany, communism. Now Putin should know better. This is, at the end of the day, should not be only something that the United States government can deal alone. We cannot do this alone. This is a massive challenge facing us.
Nuri, we're told, we have about a minute, we're told that there's a charm offensive underway launched by Xi Jinping and his former wolf warriors, who are now speaking well of their former adversaries, Canada, the U.S., Europe, you understand. That charm offensive is false. We understand that. Is there indication that the country's diplomats who have turned against China these last years, Australia, Canada, Japan, South Korea, people are very clear across Europe, is something wrong in China? Or is that part of the conversation, to your knowledge? The diplomats, are they saying, and then there are the sanctions on your Uyghur policy? Does that come up?
As part of my government responsibilities, I travel a fair amount. Yes. Most recently, I've been to Europe. I testified in the Italian Senate and Chamber of Deputies. I even had a chance to meet with Secretary of State equivalent at the Vatican for about an hour. So during my conversation, I sense that people do know that China is sugarcoating. And as Xi Jinping instructed, trying to project a lovable image of China. But at the same time, I also see that some people start talking about that Xi Jinping is not as bad as people were expecting to be after he sealed the deal to become a president or leader for life for communist China. So we need to be clear. And those who have been in a powerful position, impactful position, needed to speak up, to strategize. You know, even our China policy is outdated. Thank God that we have a Congress that have a bipartisan consensus, showed a bipartisan consensus. We also have two successive administrations have taken a similar positions on China, which is admirable. But what I'm not seeing and sensing in my conversation with or meetings with the foreign government officials is that they don't seem to have a strategy. They still worry about a potential harm, specifically in a trade and economic relationship that they have with China. But we need to remember the superficial concession by the Chinese state, either through toning it down or backing it down from that aggressive position, is just avoid accountability.
Nuri Turkel is the chairman of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. He's also a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.